follows a whole series of about half a dozen or so lie poems, and it's like turning around. I thought, at least when I started, it was like turning around and trying to catch myself in the act in some kind of way, and call it so as to stop it, and found that by the time I'd written even half a dozen of these poems, that it was going to be a real snap to catch myself at this, to catch myself at that. And I was going to be a real little master, you know, sitting down writing these little poems. I caught me at that. I caught me at this. And that it wasn't really changing that much. I wasn't doing very much at all, except sort of indulging the kinds of misery that I was for sure feeling at the time. But it suddenly become a next, and was just a further expression or generation of that misery. It had nothing to do with anything else. So my original theory of, all right, I'm feeling very badly, so if I just let myself sink, you know, I'll touch bottom and then kick off again, proved to be totally irrelevant. And came the time when you sort of realize, okay, you know, you're floundering around in this stuff, and you'll be there as long as you want to, you know. So why? There ain't no bottom. There's no bottom at all. This poem then was the last of the lie poems. I think I hear that familiar hum. The thing of the old wife's tale of cats sucking the breath out of babies, which in a number of my poems I've been very pleased to find out that the images that I've based, the poems around have been fallacious ones. Earlier I read a poem about a black widow, for instance. You remember one of the first poems I read? The black widow looming by the dry shell of her mate, and so on. I think that's almost cliche, the idea of that particular image, for instance, of the female, certainly of the female black widow, that she kills a male spider after she mates with it. Whereas it may be very engaging kind of image, you know, for anyhow a certain set of mind, male mind, to think that, like, I was really delighted to find out that that's not at all how in fact it works, that there's a very complicated system of signaling things that a male is supposed to go through once he's been invited onto the web of a female. She signals him when she's sexually prepared and so on. And this is from the Hellstrom Chronicles, by the way, if you know that movie. There was a part of the movie which was edited out and which the producer described on one of those talk shows at night. And it's a shame they didn't leave it in, because what they did leave in was the original image of woman as predator and so on. Whereas what was really true was the male is required, as I say, to give a set of signals. He tugs on this and that part of the web, and he's like programmed. And he tugs and tugs and all this kind of thing. And then finally, once he's identified himself as a black widow, is what it amounts to, as a black widow spider, she invites him to come on. And he comes on. And then they mate. And then the tricky part is that he has to remember to signal again before he leaves the net. And apparently what happens, understandably enough, is that very often he'll forget to signal to get off the net. And when he forgets, she'll eat him. Presumably because she thinks he's a fly or something. But anyhow, he has to give that code leaving as well. And that, I thought, how much more interesting that is to play around with, you know, than the other image after all. So anyway, this one is on the cats. And it turns out, of course, not to be true either. Cats don't suck the breath out of children, they just lick the milk off their lips. My lies become a good pet, admitted and pampered by an old lady upstairs in me. She stirs from her rocking only to refill their bowl with dust urged from her breast. Then she'll lace with crushed glass the bits of meat made of the newborn and tossed at midnight to the neighbor's beasts. These she despises for their ominous good health and size. Nightly she reviews the subtle bodies of her own, and admires their perfect grace as her fingers curl and close in the painful dark that keeps her as she would be kept. She pulls the shades, I close my eyes, we sleep, giving the house entirely to things that purr and settle for the warmth of our still body and our breath.